When Judge Gableman talks about why he's running for the court, he always lists at least two reasons. For one, Gableman says he's a judicial conservative.
Which means that I give a fair application to the plain language of the law. And I believe that's what every good judge and justice ought to do. That is, that we should apply the law, not make it.
And Gableman usually goes on to say he wants to give law enforcement a fair shake, saying that's something it's not received from Justice Butler.
I don't think it's a distortion of the record to point out that there is a clear and consistent track record on my opponent's part of deciding cases that are less in favor of law enforcement and more in favor of the expansion of the rights of criminals and criminal defendants.
Criminal cases make up only a quarter of what the Supreme Court decides, but Gableman says you can't discount their importance. He usually cites a decision Butler signed on to that limited when police could use a controversial eyewitness identification procedure, and another one that prohibited intentional Miranda violations to get evidence. But those cases have never come up in Gableman's television ads, which have criticized Butler's experience as a public defender during the 1980s. One ad implies Butler got a sex offender released on a loophole and that the man then went on to rape a young girl. While Butler did represent the man 24 years ago, the rest of the ad is false. The man actually went to prison and did not reoffend for another 11 years, when Butler was no longer his lawyer. University of Wisconsin-Madison law professor Howard Schwaber says that if someone made the kind of argument Gableman's ad makes in a courtroom setting, he'd be sanctioned.
The ad itself is highly misleading, to the point where it would be considered unethical if it were a legal argument.
Gableman's campaign also sent out a fundraising letter earlier this year that said Butler provided the deciding vote in a case that resulted in the release of a sex offender. In fact, the man is still in prison. Gableman was asked at a forum whether he would retract the letter.
Well, if it wasn't true, I certainly wouldn't hesitate. I wouldn't pause or hesitate a heartbeat to retract it. But I believe the language said that the result of the vote would have been the release.
That's not what the letter said, but Gableman stood by it. Gableman says he's highlighted these cases as a way to contrast Butler's experience as a defense attorney with his own experience as a prosecutor. He says that background is part of the reason most district attorneys and sheriffs endorse him. Organizations representing thousands of rank-and-file police officers support Butler. Gableman is also backed by the state's business lobby, which dislikes a decision Butler authored that opened the possibility of more lead paint lawsuits in Wisconsin. Gableman calls the lead paint case a departure from precedent and says it's in every citizen's interest to know the court won't change the law based on the personal beliefs of its justices.
It is also beneficial to the business community as well, that they know that there will be stability, that they know there will be predictability, that they know that they may make long-range plans for responsible business ownership and enterprise in this state.
Butler says Gableman has been short on details when it comes to explaining where he differs with these cases. Gableman says to suggest what he would have done differently might improperly tip his hand. Instead, he stayed on message as the judicial conservative who's worked shoulder to shoulder with law enforcement. Gableman says that's what a majority of residents expect from the court, and it's what they'll get if he's elected. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.